Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello, it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astronomerologist. Welcome to your Full Moon in Aries forecast for September 25th or 24th if you live in the Americas. This one is so exciting. It's a game-changer full moon. So amazing. Mars is involved. Venus is involved. The number two is everywhere, which is about love. So let's get started. The 25th at 3:52 a.m. in London, and the 24th at 10:52 p.m. New York, 7:52 p.m. L.A. That's the time of the full moon. Now, the 25th universal time, that's a 7. So that means you're going to want to do some meditating. 7 is about really being on your own and listening to your intuition, getting inspired, right? And this works perfectly with Aries, where the moon is located, because Aries is the first sign. So it forges its own way. It is a new beginning, right? Now, Mars is the ruler of Aries. And as you know, Mars was retrograde for most of the summer for 2 months, and it recently stationed direct again. So this is a big celebration of Mars in many ways, which means you'll have a lot of energy, much more than you've had before. Now, the thing is, you want to take this quiet time to internalize the energy initially and then let it unleash once the full moon is over. So Aries is leading you to a new place. The moon is in Aries, sun in Libra, opposite the moon. They're at 2 degrees. So this number two figures greatly across the board. We're in a 20 universal month in September, 20 reduces to two. We're in an 11 universal year in 2018, 11 reduces to two. And this full moon is at 2 degrees. So 2, 2, 2, 2. This is a quadruple code of balance, love, masculine, feminine, being completely synchronized, right? Now, here's the thing. Libra is also the balances. The sun is in Libra opposite the moon. We just had the autumn equinox here in the northern hemisphere, the spring equinox in the southern hemisphere. That's all about balance. So with the sun in Libra, we also want to focus on Venus. And Venus is about to go retrograde on October 5th while the sun is in Libra. So this is really big. This is the alignment of Mars and Venus in one big storyline. So we're focusing on finding peace and harmony in our relationships, finding alignment and balance in how we communicate in our life, finding equilibrium through beauty and love. Let's go to the actual astrology now and keep the Venus-Mars storyline with the number two in mind here, because we have two conjunctions, which means there are two planets at the same place. The sun has Mercury right next to it, and the moon has Chiron right next to it. So we have two conjunctions opposite each other, forming even more attention on healing with Chiron and how we communicate, how we share our message, how we write, how we speak, what our words are conveying. All that is being brought into supreme balance. Now, what makes this even more incredible is that the sun and moon, with Mercury and Chiron next to them, are forming a square to Saturn. And Saturn is at 2 degrees, which is unbelievable. So the moon and sun, 2 degrees, Saturn at 2 degrees, forming this T-square with these other two planets. This is so powerful. Again, the number two is you have got to really listen closely. Two is diplomacy, listening, bringing things into a place of calmness. And Saturn is the timekeeper. So Saturn is saying it is time for you to wake up about what? Your career. And also your love life, as we talked before, because of the number two and Venus and Mars, but Saturn is in Capricorn. So there are two messages here. Capricorn governs your leadership, your career, how you step up into life, how you're fulfilling your responsibilities in terms of what your destiny is, what your soul purpose is, right? So the direction you're going now is being taken very seriously, and you need to take it seriously. You need to put energy into maybe trying out a new fresh direction in your career, or release a new project because of the Aries energy, the new Aries energy, right? And remember, we're in this 11 universal year too. There's so much to cover here because 11 is also double one, double new beginnings. That's all year long. And now Aries is coming in and say, okay, we really got to do this now. Saturn is saying, use your concentration and your discipline to overcome any fear, any inhibition you have, any isolation you might be feeling, right? Any separation you might be feeling, and channel that energy into steadily moving towards a new goal. So this double T square with Sun, Mercury, and Moon Chiron with Saturn is a big call to action. So we can't really take it lightly. We have to really, you know, listen for the answer. We need to roll up our sleeves and we need to seek out what requires our attention and also be very patient, not rush into things. Now, Saturn governs time, as I said, so you need to be very practical and listen to the timing of things. You also will, when you're very spiritually aligned and in a place of calmness, be suspended in timelessness. Because time is only valid for living on Earth. It's a practicality that we need as humans to function as humans on the Earth plane. However, as spiritual soul beings, we need to also balance our life with timelessness. And we feel timeless when we're creative. So again, let's bring Mars and Venus into the storyline again. Venus is about beauty and creativity on that level where our imagination is delighted by joy and by beauty and love. And then Mars is our sensuality, our sexuality, our drive. And when they come together like they are now in this Libra Aries full moon, right after Mars stops its retrograde, right before Venus starts hers, right in the middle of that, we are here to really get engaged both practically and spiritually in our imagination, in our love, what we love to do and who we love to be with, right? So this is really about basking in the bounty of who you are at a soul level, who you are in love with, right? So there's also another beautiful aspect to share with you besides that T-square, and that is that the Sun and Mercury are trine to Mars. This is so beautiful because Mars rules this full moon. This is an Aries full moon, right? So it's so fortunate. It brings a lot of joy, joie de vivre, and momentum and direction in a happy, positive way. Mars is in Aquarius. It just entered Aquarius, and that's a sign of breakthroughs and the future. And Mars just came off of this square with Uranus a few days ago on the 18th of September, and that really woke you up about breaking through your fear and moving intrepidly towards what you really want to do. A fresh new energy surge was created a week ago. So this is really beautiful, and it's coupled with another trine, and that's Saturn trine to Uranus. Again, that was activated in August and is still happening because of their two retrogrades. So they're also at 2 degrees doing their incredible trine movement. So very synchronistic, and it means that that tension with the T-square is being released when you apply yourself in a practical way and in a timeless creative way, right? So you really, really want to focus on that freedom, that independence that Uranus brings into the picture as well, that Mars in Aquarius brings into the picture. Now, Uranus rules Aquarius, so you can see the storyline there broadens even more. So you're really getting a taste of that new Aquarian age that we're entering into, looking forward, not back, living in the present, not in the past or projecting into the future, right? All we want to do in order to flourish is to be present and excited about the present. And this is what this Aries full moon is awakening in us, that childlike joy of creativity. Now, have a beautiful Aries full moon, and I'll see you in 2 weeks when we go into the Libra new moon. That's going to be gorgeous as well. Lots of love.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.